From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
Five, six, seven,
eight. Hello,
eight, nine, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this thing on?
Hi.
Hello?
Are we here?
Hello.
Who's starting the pot? Elvis went to take his trash out. Nate's
Elvis
flirting with somebody on the phone.
And Brody's got the cartoon character.
I have a suggestion.
What's that?
On who should start. So since Elvis is gone right now, Scotty has had some story that he's wanted to tell us all morning, and I don't think Elvis wanted to hear it.
I don't think you want to hear it on the podcast.
Why not?
Because it's Scotty. It's going to be gross.
Yeah, but that's what we love about Scotty.
Scotty, can you give us the semi-clean version of it?
It pertains to balls. I was just told not to, so.
Yeah. That's
okay. Okay, you got any other ideas, Gandhi?
That's all I had. Nope, that's all
that
I had for the whole thing.
Well, and then why don't we roll with Scotty's balls?
Well, maybe it's a sports story. You never know.
Not with me,
right.
It's not.
He doesn't like sports. He doesn't even know what sports are.
Hi, Danielle, that was the
little backstory on Scotty. He used to write for a newspaper,
and
he wrote one sports article when he was 5 years old about the Islanders winning a game, and that was the only time he wrote anything about sports.
It was for the Penny Saver.
Oh, nice.
Well, that makes sense.
Of course.
Right. Okay.
That was it. That's all I had.
So
anyone else?
Yeah. In the middle, right before the podcast, Elvis is like, oh my gosh, it's garbage day. And he realizes, he's like, I got to go and put out the garbage.
I've done that before. So on our street, the garbage goes down our side first. And then they go down around the corner and then they come back up the other side of the street. I can't tell you how many times I've heard the garbage truck and I have run out of the house and put my garbage can in my neighbor's driveway so that it looks like my neighbor has two garbage cans and I don't have any, and they dump it. And I think the garbage guy has figured me out at this point that now they just give me this look of, okay, luckily I'm on this side of the street. Otherwise, I'd be screwed and would never be able to have my garbage taken out.
When I was a kid, I had a day off from school, and it was garbage day. That was the most exciting day for me. I would ride my bicycle, and I would just follow the garbage truck for miles. I loved watching them throw.
Really?
I loved watching them throw garbage in the truck, and then they would take stuff. Like, garbage guys get so much free stuff.
Yeah. Oh, I bet.
They have this little basket that's attached to the bottom of the truck, and when they see something they like, they throw it in there, and they take it home.
Oh, really?
Oh, they do?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I did run out there the other day with an extra bag, and I was like, wait, I've got more. Don't leave yet. Yeah.
See,
brought out all the rest of the garbage.
I get guilty, Danielle, like what Froggy said. So I live on a cul-de-sac. So I hear the truck go by right to left, and before it comes around, I've got a chance to run out and put my pails out if I forgot. But I always feel like if they're out there the night before, I'm good. But if I'm running out with them as they're there, I feel like I'm saying, here, take my shit. You take it. You guys are garbage men. Take this crap. I don't like giving it to them. I like them finding it, but I don't want to give it to them. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Yeah, it kind of does. I get that.
One time I got to throw a bag in the back. It was so exciting.
Oh, my God.
Scott, that was the other day. That was last week.
You missed
your calling. No, I actually applied to be in sanitation, and I was rejected.
Based
really?
On what?
I don't
Did
know
you tell him the story about your balls?
I was good enough for radio,
story
I guess. I don't know. But do you tip your garbage people for the
yes.
holidays?
At the yes. holidays, you're supposed to,
yes.
yeah.
Yeah, well, see, I'm never home, so what I'll do is I usually have two garbage cans, and I'll make sure one of them's empty, and I'll tape it right on the inside where the cover is, so they throw the cover off, and there's a card tape there.
Yeah, that's
but
good.
But, Scotty,
that's
you
nice.
Would be a garbage man? Because
I'd be almost ready to retire.
I get that.
They make really good money.
Yeah.
And they do, but you get skeeved out over the weirdest things. I mean,
gloves.
My
yeah,
buddy, but when you throw a bag in and liquid starts coming out and you have no idea what that liquid
vomit,
is, you're going to vomit.
Yeah, garbage water is funny to me. Though.
My buddy Sean is a garbage man. And obviously, don't forget, they also double as the snowplow people in a lot of communities. He loves it when the forecast calls for like tons of snow
overtime.
And then it doesn't, and then he gets paid like triple overtime to work those hours and do absolutely nothing in the truck. I mean, so it does have its, and as you guys said, yes, it has its benefits, its perks, because you early retirement.
I like crushing
Scotty,
stuff.
Admit it.
I pull that handle.
Yes. Scotty, on recycle day, you know you'd be taking all the bottles and throwing them in that basket under the truck.
No, some
so
lady already does
back.
That. She rides her bike around the neighborhood like the Wicked Witch, and she steals everybody's water bottles and cans.
And you hate her for it, right? You're like, those are my bottles!
No, I don't put those out. I take them back to the store.
It's actually his mom, so we're
it's,
talking
yeah.
about his mom.
Exactly. It's the lazy people. The lazy people leave their nickels in front of their driveway.
Right.
That's a good way to think of it.
Do you get a nickel if you bring back every water bottle?
Oh, absolutely. In New York, you do. It's not. They don't have it in Jersey, but in New York, you pay a nickel on a deposit on every soda, water,
and
whatever.
That's why Scotty doesn't live in Jersey. That's
you right. do in Jersey, too, though. There's a bottle deposit when you buy stuff.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
I didn't know that either.
Mm-hmm.
Because they have because what happens is in Jersey they have a little red band around the bottle so you can't return them in New York. People try to do that because you don't pay the nickel in Jersey, so the people try to return them in New York.
No way! If I get like a 12 pack of Coke, they definitely charge me for the bottle deposit, and it's the exact same Coke can that you would have.
Huh? I don't know.
I'll show you. I'll show you when I get my groceries.
Okay.
How much money do you think over the course of the years you have made returning cans?
Not really, because you, like I said, you pay for it on the front, so
you're getting
you're
your
just
money
getting
back.
Your nickel back.
Yeah.
How much money do you think you have gotten back over the years from crushing cans?
I don't know. However much I spent on buying them, I don't know, thousands of dollars, I suppose.
Wow. What's the biggest biggest bunch of bottles you've ever brought back at one time?
I try not to be one of those guys that has big garbage bags on sticks and walking up to the thing. I just when I have three or four grocery bags full, I bring them back.
Okay.
Yeah, I did that yesterday. I got $3.75.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, that's a sandwich.
I love it. Joining the podcast, and once again, we're talking about how cheap Scotty B is.
No.
Yeah.
No.
We were talking about the garbage.
Well, we wanted to talk about his balls, but he told us you said he couldn't.
Okay. Yeah, I think we want to hear about those. So I just took my trash out, but none of the neighbors have their trash out today. I hope they didn't change the trash day.
Uh-oh.
So what about your balls?
Well, if you really want me to get into it... I was talking to my wife about how I only shave them in hotels, and I really need to get rid of some that's there, and I'm not going to a hotel anytime soon. So she told me that she wants me to go to her waxing girl, and she wants me to get my balls waxed. And for a second, I recoiled in the thought of doing that because of the pain. But then I also said, you know what? I can't do it, because if she's a girl, undoubtedly I will get excited because she's going to be touching me, and that's embarrassing. And that's I just don't think that I could go to a female ball waxer.
And I can't even imagine the pain involved in waxing your balls. I'm sorry. So yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Unless you get turned on by pain.
No, it's not. Before there's pain, a girl will be touching them. It's the same reason why, I don't like massages, because I think I'm going to get aroused, and I also think I'm going to fart, so I don't like massages for that, and I won't fall asleep on airplanes either, because I think I might fart in my sleep.
Though you get aroused, don't you think the person, the professional, is like, okay, I've seen this before, it's no big
deal.
Yeah,
I think they deal with it all the time.
But that doesn't matter. Scotty, it's the fact that a new woman is touching his balls is arousing to him.
Yes, and it's embarrassing. Right. Even though my wife would probably be standing there, it's still kind of weird.
She wants to be there to watch?
I got
to
be honest, I'm kind of sorry about asking about the ball.
I've got a totally different question. How is it 2021, and when I put a bag of popcorn in the microwave, that the shit still comes out with unpopped kernels? How is it they can't figure out how to pop every single kernel in a bag? And if you let it go, 2 seconds too long, your whole house smells like burned popcorn and it tastes like shit. Or you have half a bag of unpopped kernels. How is it that we can't figure that out in 2021?
Froggy, they can put a vehicle on Mars and they can't figure out how to fix this.
It bothers me. Last night I went to fix popcorn and half the bag was unpopped. And Lisa, of course, Lisa says, why didn't you pop and let it go longer? I'm like, because then I would have burned it. Where is the happy medium, and how do we fix it? Somebody has to know the answer to this.
I have a stupid issue, too. Allen wrenches. Who the hell made Allen wrenches? They're supposed to be simple, but you put it in your hands, and if you have bigger hands, they drop, and then you put in. It's supposed to make life easy. I come away after screwing Allen wrenches, hating life after it. Like,
what the hell's an Allen wrench? Really, I love them.
Really, Danielle?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Have you ever shopped at IKEA? Hello.
Yeah, but
it's like it's bent like this, and it's basically just you put it in like the head
it's
of a
hexagon.
Not even like
that's
a screw.
What it's called? I didn't know that's what it's called. Okay, yeah, Allen I know wrench, what that is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Stu Driver, remember that? The IKEA bit we used to play?
Yes.
A long time ago. Anyway.
A guy should have stayed outside taking the trash.
You should have. Go back outside with your trash. Yeah.
There's got to be something frozen? Stupid that annoys you in life that you can't figure out. I don't know.
Everything.
There's all kinds of things.
Almost everything.
Absolutely.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. Well, look, we have to end early because we have a meeting coming up. Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Bye.
Who's getting fired? Yeah. Someone's getting fired.
Tomorrow during this, which one of us won't be here anymore?
Someone's going to be vacant.
There's going to be a vacant square.
Yep.
So how much time have we covered?
We've covered 10 minutes.
That's plenty, isn't it?
Well, we went over yesterday. Yesterday we went over. So technically we'll be about even, yeah.
Okay, perfect.
Okay.
Unless someone had something they wanted to add to the show.
No.
Anyone?
No.
Nothing
I don't
burning.
Think so.
Nothing burning.
All right. Say goodbye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride.
With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Asking the right questions can greatly impact your future, especially when it comes to your finances. So if you're looking for a financial advisor you can trust, certified financial planner professionals are committed to acting in your best interest. That's why it's got to be a CFP. Find your CFP professional at letsmakeaplan.org.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.